producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Oh, yeah. It is cold this morning. Winter arriveth. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Starting today, it's not going to be every day, but as soon you know, as I can get these guys on, starting today, I'm going to start bringing to you very small businesses that have a tremendous idea. Now, for you preppers out there, these kind of things that they are putting out, that they're selling, they're very inexpensive. That's the best thing. But the other part of it is it enhances your positive state of mind, which in a survival situation, a positive state of mind goes a long way. It's like a hot meal. or staying dry when it's wet, staying warm when it's cold, that kind of thing. Positive state of mind goes a long way. And we're going to start with that today, and that's going to be coming up in the second hour. Robert Patton, he'll be joining us second hour. But, anyway. Now, it was bad enough. It's bad enough when the Department of Justice has been running gun walking programs, gun runner programs. It's quite another thing when they use those same stylings, you will, and they decide to up the ante on the type of weapons that they're smuggling. Now one of the DOJ inspector generals is blasting the ATF for another set of weapons that they have supplied the narco-terrorists with in Mexico. According to the Inspector General, federal agents and prosecutors in Arizona made multiple errors in their investigation of a U.S. citizen who was suspected of smuggling grenade components to Mexico, including failing to arrest him when there was more than enough evidence to do so, according to the Justice Department watchdog, who harshly criticized the Department of Justice. This parallels the investigation between of Jean-Baptiste Baptiste Kingery by the Bureau of ATF and Operation Fast and Furious. Now, see, here's the thing. There's two components to a grenade that make them especially deadly. That's the housing of the grenade, which is designed to fragment and go out nice and hard and sharp, and the fuse. Without the fuse is actually a stem that fits down into the grenade, surrounded by the accelerant, and I don't know what they use in grenades today. But that's what sets it off. It is essentially a very powerful blasting cap. And if you send those two components to anybody, they can take very rudimentary elements and introduce them to those two components. They can pack a grenade with gunpowder, with Semtex, with C4. They can pack it with all kinds of stuff that fuse will detonate. And then you have a functioning grenade. If those two components are present, if those are the components we smuggled, then we have enabled the narco-terrorists to have actual weapons of mass destruction. Now all we need to learn now is the Spanish equivalent of frag out, and then if you hear that, if you hear somebody yelling that in Spanish, you know you're in town with the narco terrorists. The parallels were poor supervision, weak oversight, and failure to take or insist on overt enforcement action against the subjects of the investigations. That's because they never intended to make an arrest. They're not trying to arrest anybody. Now, I don't know exactly how this dovetails into gun control because I, you know, try as I might, every time I go to my local gun shop, when I get in there and I say, hey, what's the latest you got on fragmentation grenades? I'm met with blank stares. That's primarily because they don't sell grenades in gun shops. Cheryl Atkinson, when she was at CBS, had reported that there have been multiple weapon smuggling operations led out of the Department of Justice. In addition to Fast and Furious, which was going to the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, there's evidence suggesting the existence of other cartels supplying gun smuggling operations in Florida, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, plus the Kingery grenade component smuggling case, and an internal effort to increase violent crime in the Midwest by supplying weapons to Chicago gangs, dubbed Gang Walker. There have been in excess of 20,000 firearms and weapons, primarily semi-automatic rifles and pistols that the Obama administration wants to ban, that were used as part of an intentional effort by the administration to manufacture crime with specific weapons in order to push for gun control laws. Now, see, in order for there to be crime, there has to be victims. So in Chicago, where they keep decrying gun violence, guess what? Their favorite son has been at the helm of that ship delivering the guns to the gangs. Eric Holder should be getting a notification from somebody, and it's probably going to be after this administration happens. And when this administration is done, it's incumbent on each and every one of us to get out there and call our congressional representative, whoever that may be at that time, and our senator, whoever that may be at that time, and demand that justice is done. It, you know, Fast and Furious was just the tip of the iceberg. Eric Holder is the first sitting cabinet member in American history to be held in criminal contempt of Congress. And as soon as the thing that put him in contempt gets pulled out of the way, he's resigning. And his number two is resigning. And it took Judicial Watch, an outside agency, to get this to happen. He announced his resignation within 48 hours of Judicial Watch winning access to the Fast and Furious documentation that the Obama administration tried to protect. This is criminal behavior. This is criminal behavior. Gun running is criminal behavior. I don't care if it's, you know, if it's a bunch of guys in suits sitting around saying, well, you know, of course we can advance our agenda if we just go ahead and manufacture some new crime. The outcry needs to be tremendous, and we're just not getting it right now, so let's make some. Criminal. If they're wearing an Armani suit with a necktie that costs as much as your house payment, they're criminals anyway. This is not even white-collar criminals. This cannot be allowed to stand. This administration has lied from day one. They got Obamacare, they want climate change, and they want gun control. And if you look at the way they're doing climate change and you look at the way they're going after gun control, you see parallels there. You see parallels there. Anybody gets out there and decries climate change, you know, never mind that there hasn't been a uptick in the temperature in 17 years. Man is doing it with plastic water bottles. Never mind that there's self-defense 7,000 times a day. Guns are bad. We exist without the rule of law right now today. And this administration has put 20,000 guns out there in the criminal catalog. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Right now we exist without a Surgeon General. And that's primarily because the last one that they nominated had a political gun-grabbing agenda that nobody would allow to get in there under the guise of public health. Because guns are not a public health issue. You can't catch guns. If guns are a public health issue, then so are cars and 5-gallon buckets and in-ground swimming pools. Now, because we have Ebola on our shores now, there are a lot of people out there that are clamoring for a Surgeon General. I don't know why. And they have a military guy, a naval admiral, I believe, that would be great for it. He's within the system already, that they could just go ahead and elevate, promote, and make him the Surgeon General. But no, they want Vivek Murthy. He was never voted on because Harry Reid didn't have the votes, and he knew it. He was never voted on for that reason. Now, setting aside that this position is obsolete, redundant, and has been, you know, unoccupied since 1989 by anyone with any sort of integrity since C. Everett Koop, I would have to assume this public office would act as a megaphone for the administration. I mean, why do we need a Surgeon General? Don't we have enough political appointees who live for the echo chamber already? Now, according to Vivek Khanna, who is a public health, he's a physician, he believes firmly that the public health establishment is all wrong about guns. First of all, we have the crime rate. Crime rate is plummeting. Firearm homicide deaths are down from 7 per 100,000 to 3.6. As a matter of fact, all categories of crime are down. Guns are not a health care issue. They are a constitutional issue. And for any sort of conversation to go forward, it has to be put together in that fashion. Lots of things get labeled healthcare issues. But there isn't another one that is actually articulated in the document that is the nation's legal foundation. Sugary drinks aren't. Cigarettes aren't. None of the other ones are. Guns are. Guns are. Of all the gun deaths in the United States, 2/3 of these are suicides. These people obviously need some sort of help, but the healthcare system's inability to find a way to open doors for them, that's the national travesty. It's not the fact that guns exist. Homicide rate in the U.S. has been on a steady downward trajectory for over 20 years now, along with the overall violent crime rate. It's dropped by more than half since 1992. And, if you look at social networks, and I'm not talking about, you can actually look at the social networks as far as online social networks. You can check and figure out exactly which neighborhoods are most affected by violent crime. And there's only, when you look at that, there's only the number is actually very small. There's a small number of men, okay, that drive most of the violence. Those men need to be identified. And if there's some way to actually change their behavior, that would have immediate impact. If there's no way to change their behavior, then they need to be taken off of the street. Then that has an immediate impact. But one way or the other, that's one way to go about it. But I believe that it's time for the so-called, quote-unquote, professional health people out there to give self-defense its due. For hundreds of thousands of years, long before we conceived of a right to health care or even the right to vote, humans have relied upon the right of self-defense to ensure their safety and their survival. It is inconceivable that there's an any more fundamental human right with a longer history in the history of man. In 2013, the Institute of Medicine released a report on firearms that openly and clearly acknowledges that defensive use of firearms is significant, understudied, and a much bigger crime deterrent than anyone believes it to be. That report was universally ignored because it did say that what self-defense proponents wanted to say. And it was ignored because the self-defense opponents didn't like it. I wonder what places like, you know, people in the Ukraine who fought back, and the Kurds and the people of Tibet, I wonder what they think of the American left's fashionable dismissal of the right to self-defense, since our president is so aware of the international community. If you want to take on a healthcare issue that would have an immediate impact on the United States, take guns completely off the table and take a very hard look at the healthcare industry at large. The healthcare industry in 1999 was killing nearly 100,000 of us a year through medical errors. Now, if you come to 2010, it hasn't gotten any, you know, the gun thing has gone down. Violence has gone down. Well, death by medical misadventure is going up. As of 2010, doctors were killing 180,000 Americans each year. Now that, and the actual figure might be as high as 400,000, which is about 16% of the 2.5 million unnatural deaths that we experience a year. So, in 2010, the medical industry was killing people at a rate of twice as much as they used to prior to this. That's what they need to look at. They need to stop giving chemotherapy to people who do not have cancer, because the medical system pays them so well to administer that treatment. They need to stop having diagnostic treatments every year. Colonoscopy, anybody? The medical groups profit largely, and people that are actually sick get lost because of all of the money making. There's your public health issue. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My first question is, did anybody ever hear Paul Begala before the Clinton administration? What was he before that? Anyway, he's attempting to expand upon his 15 minutes of fame by constantly insinuating himself into conversations. And because most of the media is leftist and progressive, of course, he has plenty of outlets. Now, he was on CNN the other day. See, Joni Ernst got out there. She's a candidate for Senate for the Senate in Iowa, and she's pulling away, by the way. But she said, what everybody knows, what you think, what I say, that she would use her weapon against the government if the government went rogue. And, of course, everybody invoked Sharon Angle at that time from Nevada when that happened. Now, thankfully, they haven't had the same knee-jerk reaction to somebody simply saying, well, you know, that's what it's about. That's what the Second Amendment's for. It's not there so I can go duck hunting. So, Paul Begala and Ed Kilgore are on CNN, and they say, since you brought it up, exactly what circumstances would justify you shooting a police officer or a soldier in the head? Now, notice that Joni Ernst never talked about taking a headshot, for that matter, at any police officer or soldier. And you guys have got the wrong idea if you think all of police and all of the military would be in on any little scheme you might have. We wouldn't be shooting at soldiers. We'd be jockeying for space, left and right, to get our shots in. But that's all beside the point. Now, if he wanted the standard political answer to those questions, it's found in the Declaration of Independence. The actual shooting started then when the British Crown attempted to confiscate arms and military stores from local governments. But you don't have to go that far back in history.
No.
You can go back to 1946 in Athens, Tennessee, when a sheriff would not allow an honest vote, when they shot a man who tried to legally vote, and when they refused to give up power. That was justified. In the last few years, there are three examples of people justifiably shooting at local police when they broke into their home in the middle of the night without warning. It happened in Minneapolis in 2007 and twice in Texas in 2013 and 2014. So the answer is really simple, even for those progressives who worship state power and the monopoly of violence. It is legitimate to oppose governmental force with force when the government refuses to be bound by the rule of law and when they threaten innocent life with illegitimate deadly force. I don't see Paul Begala criticizing Obama for Fast and Furious or for Grenade Walker or for Gang Walker or for any of the other walkers they ran. I don't see him doing that. 20,000 guns. I don't see him doing that. Where's the criticism for that? Obama knowingly supplied people that were going to use guns against innocent people. Where's the criticism? Why is there not? And in Libya, you know, we've armed Libya. The left has vigorously supported armed revolution when they thought it advanced their agenda. Begala set up a straw man to attempt to demonize Joni Ernst, who is stating an obvious political truth that this country was founded on. What's the problem? I don't see the problem with that. Stating a truth. Of course, you know, Larry Pratt has stated the truth. And he had a whole hit piece coming out of Rolling Stone magazine. So, you know, I guess stating the truth just isn't popular. For those of you that go out and train, as I segue in our, you know, with very little grace, but I want to get this in. When I go train, I like to shoot steel. Steel is instant gratification. When you're shooting paper, it, you know, you see the holes. But when you're shooting steel, you hear the ping. And shooting steel is very, very much more fun for me than, say, shooting paper. But there's a problem with shooting steel. Now, I've been in drills. I was in a drill at a defensive pistol course from the South Carolina Gun School. And apparently, I set up a little too close to the steel target. And this is one where we were going to draw down and start opening fire as we walk backwards. Now, I had on safety glasses. I had on hearing protection. I was wearing a ball cap. So I get the command to fight. I draw. And as I'm coming back, I'm doing really good. I mean, I'm running that gun hard. And I'm hitting the target every time I pull the trigger. And then I feel something like a little tsk. And that's what I felt on my face, a little tsk. And one of my rounds had impacted the steel target, and a fragment had flown back and caught me just on the outside. Didn't leave a scar. Just on the outside of my cheek. And I guess, technically, I can walk around claiming now that I have shot myself in the face and live to tell about it. So when you're shooting a steel target, there's a couple of things you need to keep in mind. You have to wear appropriate protective equipment. You need to have your head covered with some sort of a hat, safety glasses with side protection, mind you, not just, they've got to be touching skin all the way around wherever they are. Long sleeve shirts, long pants. I don't recommend shorts, even though I've trained in them, I don't recommend short sleeve shirts and shorts. You know, no, not recommended. When you get a steel target that is cratered, those are only suitable for rifle training at long range, 50 meters and beyond. There are some well-designed steel rifle targets now that can be safely usable at closer ranges. But when you've got one that is taking a bunch of, you know, 2,000-3,000 hits over the course of time and it's just a bunch of craters, that's little itty-bitty pieces of fragmented metal that will fly off at a high velocity. Steel targets need to be made of AR-500 plate. Soft steel is unsuitable for target material with any gun at any range. Steel targets used for pistol training at close range, and think 5 to 15 meters, must be regularly inspected and be free from craters. Cratered steel pistol targets need to be pulled from service. I do love them so. And thankfully, when I'm training with Mike Lau at South Carolina Gun School, all of his steel targets, he's a welder by trade, so if his steel targets start getting bad, he just cuts out some new ones. And that's good. But there is no such thing as risk-free training. And when you're shooting at steel, which is, for me, the most fun, you need to keep that in mind. Keep that in mind that it's pretty dangerous to shoot steel. That will, as you're going along and you're shooting and that ping, 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 it just continues, don't let that stray too far from your mind. I have seen shots at a steel target before that have ricocheted and come back and taken the hat off of somebody at range. Did a little wound channel on top of the skull. Not something to be messed with. Not something to be messed with. If a round can, if it can bounce off of this and come back your way, you definitely want to afford yourself every bit of protection you can. All right, folks, we'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, guys, I have the answer to the question you didn't know that you could ask. That's coming up next hour. We're going to start showcasing these smaller businesses that have outstanding ideas, and nobody knows about them. But you guys are going to know about them because you guys will benefit from this. And it doesn't matter what you do, if you're a prepper and you're prepping, if you're a athlete of some sort, if you're just a guy sitting around, this would be of a benefit to you. I know, because I'm one of you. Now, one of the most dangerous philosophical contentions amongst liberty movement activists is this conundrum that you get when government force and prevention collides during times of imminent pandemic. Like the lady and where was it? The nurse that came back that they tried to forcibly quarantine for Ebola. Now, mind you, that in the coming year, there will be probably as many people die from Ebola as do guy drowning in a 5-gallon bucket. And in the meantime, we'll have 180,000 plus people die going to the doctor, and we'll have people dying from influenza at a much higher rate. Keep that in mind. Lots of people have had this debate from time to time. If a legitimate viral threat exists and threatens to infect and kill millions of Americans, is it then acceptable for the government to step in, remove civil liberties, enforce quarantines, and stop people from spreading the disease? You know, during a viral event, the decisions of each individual can truly have a positive or negative effect on the rest of society, right? One out-of-control citizen terrorist could reignite a biological firestorm. So should we not turn to government and forego certain freedoms in order to achieve the greater good for the greater number? Now, if the government in question was a proven and honorable institution, then you might say the pro-medical martial law argument has a leg to stand on of a sort. But this is not the case. This administration, this government, is without rule of law. They create law and then they ignore it. Medical martial law is absolutely unacceptable under any circumstance, including Ebola. In light of the fact that our current government will not be the predominant cause of viral outbreak, what I'm saying is, do not turn to the government for help when the government is the cause of the problem. Now, this recent rise of global Ebola is slowly bringing the issue of medical martial law to the forefront of our culture. Krauthammer, Charles Krauthammer, the gun grabber, remember that? Remember that part? The Washington Post recently argued in favor of possible restrictions on individual and constitutional liberties in the face of a viral pandemic threat. Surprising, isn't it? The CDC now argues that in the case of people who may be potential carriers, or even in the case of people who refuse to undergo screenings, it has the legal authority to dissolve all constitutional protections and essentially imprison or quarantine an American citizen for as long as they see fit to do so. The Obama administration is now using militant terminology in reference to Ebola response, including the formation of Ebola SWAT teams for quick reaction to potential outbreak areas. In typical socialist fashion, the Nurses Union, Natural Nurses United, has called for Barack Obama to use executive authority to take control of all Ebola response protocols in hospitals across the country. They continually perpetuate the myth that government intervention is the solution and salvation to all problems. Even the DOD has a quick strike team to deal with Ebola within the U.S. borders. The team will be under the command of none other than NORTHCOM. This would trample the Posse Comitatus Act and set the stage for rationalized use of military personnel against U.S. citizens under the guise of pandemic prevention. Medical martial law is being quietly prepared. And the threat of such measures now is no longer conspiracy. It's no longer conspiracy. It is a very real possibility. And it would be one of those changing events in the United States. So keep that in mind, please. Bob Parton on Facebook just sent me, I know Krauthammer is a wishy-washy communist guy. I know he is. I have a very simple litmus test, folks. If a politician or somebody in quote-unquote power, read that to mean elective office, gets out there and looks you in the eye and tells you, I trust you to carry a gun, then he's probably going to be pretty conservative in every other aspect of his life, in every other aspect of the way he pursues his office. Anybody that gets out there and says, no matter how learned they may be, and that's how Krauthammer comes off. And don't get me wrong, I like some of the stuff he says, okay? But at the end of the day, he's another beltway guy who doesn't live in the real world. You know, at one point he got out there and he said, I can see where there's really no need in society as it is today for there to be assault weapons of any sort. I mean, they really have no place in society, and there should be a ban on those. And then he retracted that to say, well, without confiscation, of course, a ban would make no sense because they'll still be out there. So the political climate is not right for that at this particular time. Read that, Captain Subtext, step in, please. What that basically says is that there's no way to get it done, so let's abandon that and let's go on to something that we can get done, which is a typical liberal point of view. I've got nothing personal against Krauthammer. Some of his ideas are not conservative. I'm sorry. If he's one of your conservative heroes, take a second look, please. And there is, we have seen this time and time again. When they went and rounded up all the Japanese Americans at World War II and put them in internment camps because of fear. This is fear at work. And this is the government capitalizing on your fear at large. When they did that, that was a dark day. It was a dark time in the United States. These people were naturalized Japanese citizens. There were Japanese volunteering to serve in the American armed forces, to go fight their home country, because they were American citizens now. We can't give in to that fear and look to government and say, well, do something. We can't do that. We cannot allow that. Government will not solve any issues at all. At the end of the day, the issue is going to be resolved in a community, but it's not going to be resolved by the government community. They're too busy trying to be in charge. Look at who, I can't remember the cat's name, but look at who Obama's put in charge of the administration response to Ebola. This guy's not a medical professional. He wouldn't know how to administer Bactine. But he's in charge of Ebola. It's politics. Don't fall for the political ploy. Take time tomorrow. Go vote. Pay very close attention. If your guy wins, then you become a pest. You aggravate him. You make sure he knows exactly where you stand. If your guy loses, let's look and see why. Coming up next, here comes the answer to the question you guys never knew to ask. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.